Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 274. We are continuing with the discussions of the biological special programs of organs controlled from the cerebral cortex. Today's special topic is the SBS of the small curvature of the stomach, pylorus and duodenal bulb. Let us understand first the structure, development and function of these three tissues together, because that is essential for our further discussion of the biological special program of them. The stomach has got a lateral surface called greater curvature and a medial surface called lesser or smaller curvature. The small curvature extends between the esophageal sphincter and pylorus. It is through the short funnel-shaped tubular organ called pylorus that the stomach and the duodenum are connected. The food from the stomach passes through the pyloric sphincter into the small intestine. Duodenum is the first part of the small intestine. The three tissues we considered together today, the small curvature of the stomach, the pylorus and the duodenal bulb, originated from the ectoderm, consist of squamous epithelium and are therefore controlled from the cerebral cortex. I request your special attention regarding the brain control center of the small curvature of the stomach, the pylorus and the duodenal bulb. Their epithelial mucosa are controlled from the post-sensory cortex part of the right temporal lobe. Please note it specially, it is in the right side only and is found exactly opposite or across the brain relay of the epithelial lining of the rectum in the left temporal lobe. If you can prepare a diagram showing the control centers of the organs and tissues controlled from the right and left temporal lobes, it would be useful for you to appreciate and understand the details better. You can also use the websites or the textbooks of GNM where the pictorial representation are available on the topics we discuss now. They are beyond the scope of Global GNM Health Tips in an audio format. You may specially note here that the small curvature of the stomach, pylorus and duodenal bulb share the same brain relay as the bile ducts, gallbladder and pancreatic ducts. They all have the same biological conflict also due to the same reason. It is a random selection determining which organ is to be affected by the DHS. If the conflict is of very severe nature, all the organs may even be affected together or at once. Now let us concentrate on the biological conflict linked to the small curvature of the stomach, pylorus and duodenal bulb. It is a male territorial anger conflict or a female identity conflict depending on a person's gender, laterality and hormone status. It is important for you to understand the evolution-related knowledge that territorial conflicts, sexual conflicts and separation conflicts are the primary conflict themes associated with the organs of ectodermal origin and controlled from any of the sensory, premotor sensory and post-sensory parts of the cerebral cortex. Let us discuss some more details regarding what is territory anger conflict here, and we'll postpone the detailed discussion of the identity conflict to a later time when we will discuss the biological special program of the rectum surface mucosa. A territorial anger means a fight in the territory. It relates to any of the environments or places which the individual considers as his or her domain. It can be either literary or figurative relation. Such territorial anger conflicts are commonly experienced at home by various disputes or at school by different contests and controversies. Territorial anger can occur in kindergarten, at the playground, in an old age home, nursing home, or in a hospital. It can even be related to an extended territory like the village, town, or country where the person lives. Such territorial anger can be provoked during fights over a land or a property, annoying noises within a house or from the neighborhood, fights over a parking place, disputes over a toy, etc. Dr. Hammer discovered the following very important aspects of the biological conflicts in relation to the gender laterality and hormone status, and also to the organs affected differently. Please attend. A right-handed male with normal hormone status and territorial anger conflict will have affection on the stomach, bile duct or pancreatic ducts. A left-handed male with normal hormone status and with territorial anger conflict will have affection on the rectum surface mucosa. A right-handed male with low testosterone status and identity conflict will have affection on the rectum surface mucosa. A left-handed male with low testosterone status and identity conflict will have affection on the stomach, bile ducts or pancreatic ducts. A right-handed female with normal hormone status and identity conflict will have her rectum surface mucosa affected. A left-handed female with normal hormone status and identity conflict will have her stomach, bile duct or pancreatic ducts affected. A right-handed female with low estrogen status and territorial anger conflict will have her stomach, bile ducts or pancreatic ducts affected. A left-handed female with low estrogen status and territorial anger conflict will have her rectum surface mucosa affected. With left-handers, the conflict is transferred to the other brain hemisphere. We will discuss territory anger conflict again when we will study aggressive constellations under schizophrenic constellations later. Friends, if you could not follow every point discussed today, please play the audio again until you become thorough about it. Here we break for today. Please wait for tomorrow's Global GNM Health Tips for complete knowledge of the SBS of the stomach, small curvature, pylorus and the duodenal bulb. I am Dr. CJ Varghese from Kerala, India.